B-Pod Studios.
Morning. Did you sleep?
So, if you're working from home, you may be wondering,
where the heck are my pants?
Where are my pants?
It's Where's My Pants Wednesday.
Yeah! Where are my pants?
Where are my pants?
Where are my pants?
Slacks. They call them slacks.
Oh, yes. You can call them that.
Why aren't you wearing pants?
I'm at home.
That means I'm working, and if I'm working, it means
I don't wear pants!
Not bad.
All right.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Wow. So, we had a Zoom meeting yesterday with some of the folks who are working from home.
Yeah.
We don't know if they're wearing pants.
I took mine off just to be like, you know, good.
Which we all appreciated that.
You were
that
in the office.
And she was here. So that's
yep.
Nice. It's a nice offer.
Great.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you. That was a fun Zoom meeting.
Yeah, sure was.
Sorry you missed it. It was fun because we were Zooming some other department heads that we work with, mm-hmm. right, to peel the curtain back, as they say. So you see their houses. Some nice backdrops.
Yeah. And, nice artwork.
You see how some are dealing with it? How about the one of the guys who had the hat and the long curly hair like flowing out of it?
Jesse?
Yeah.
Don't bust him.
Oh, we're not going to say who it was.
Don't say his name.
Thought, yeah, he was mitigating children coming
yeah, children
in.
Yeah, children were knocking at his door.
Yep, it was great. It was great.
And then one of the guys went down to live with mom and dad for a while in Rhode Island.
Right.
Because he didn't want to be boxed
Tim.
Up. we're not using names.
Oh, the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
And our boss, you know, he's got a very nice backdrop. You see that nice artwork?
It was
artwork
a nice book? Artwork. I
yeah.
was like, oh, mm-hmm. that was like.
Yeah, I guess we can say his name because he knows he's the boss.
Right.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
What are you talking about?
Alan.
Alan.
Yeah, right. So it was all good. Anyway, we're working from here. We're Zooming them. That's the way it is. So, hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning, good morning,
good morning. Good morning,
good
morning. It's
good morning,
Wednesday.
Good morning. You want one of those? I'll give it to you. There it is.
Good morning, good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning.
So today's the day, correct me if I'm wrong, and
gladly.
I know you will, we go full mask now. This is
today's full mask.
We could, just to be sure, we are not wearing masks. Now, Brian is putting on a mask, so what's
then
the
I
deal?
I had to.
That's it. Patriot.
I love
I
this.
I like his
There's
mask.
No double chin now.
Nope.
No, there's no, like, you can cover up, like, just jowls and whatnot.
It's great.
This is good. You got to look at it that way.
Yeah.
I think the mask tan line is going to be the in thing for the mm-hmm. season.
Yeah. Boy, if you don't have one, they might ask questions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Why is your face all tan?
This is a good time to really figure out how to do a smoky eye. I just want to let you know, ladies.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I was
You don't know what a smoky eye
thing.
Is?
No.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Smoky, what is that?
Smoky eye is eyeshadow and
oh,
like
for
that.
The
Ask
ladies.
Ask your family, all your ladies.
Hey, yeah, I'm sure I'm paying for them. Okay, anyway, so when you're out and about, you mm-hmm. have to wear a mask now or some sort of face covering.
If you cannot
social distance,
6 feet.
But yeah,
okay.
If you're going into a store.
Go into a store, you have to wear a mask.
Must, yeah.
You know what?
Most stores
it's
are not
fine.
Letting you in anyway without one.
Right.
I've seen a lot of sense.
But let's embrace it and not fight it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Japanese do it every day, all the time.
They were
before
doing it
this.
Before this. Yeah.
So let's, you know, and they have beautiful skin.
And this is like a step.
No
beautiful skin. Well, it's like it's a good step to maybe getting closer to open. If everybody can wear the mask, maybe we can open things
it's
up
like,
soon.
Do it now.
And, like, do
you
it.
Know? It's like dieting in spring. You can wear a bikini in summer.
I'd rather do it now than
right.
I'd rather do it now than July. I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
The weather is cooperating for masks.
You got lip sweat going on. It's not pretty.
Lip sweat.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, you get
don't
that.
You? Yeah, that
mustache.
Thing.
Need to,
anyway.
I need to switch to my summer weight mask.
Ooh, that's it. All right. Speaking of weather, partly cloudy today. A little bit of a chance of rain this afternoon. High of 52. That's it. I don't know whether to wear a winter coat in the morning or what.
I just wear my vest.
You
it's
do.
A warm hug.
It is.
It's
you wear it every day.
Good.
You can wear it in July.
Anyway. That mask.
All right. So that's that. Why is your face all tan?
This is a good time to really figure out how to do a smoky eye. I just want to let you know, ladies.
I don't know what that
is. I was.
You don't know what a smoky eye is?
No.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Smoky. What is that?
Smoky eye is eyeshadow and
oh,
like
for
that.
For
Ask
the ladies,
your family, all your ladies.
Hey, I'm sure I'm paying for them. Okay. Anyway, so. When you're out and about, you mm-hmm. have to wear a mask now or some sort of face covering.
If you cannot
Social distance.
Social distance, 6 feet.
But yeah, okay. If you're going into a store.
You have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
You know what?
Most stores
it's
are not
fine.
Letting you in anyway without one.
Right.
I've seen a lot of signs.
But let's embrace it and not fight it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Japanese do it every day, all the time.
They were
before
doing it
this.
Before this. Yeah.
So let's, you know, and they have beautiful skin.
And this is like a step in their beautiful skin. Well, it's like it's a good step to maybe getting closer to open. If everybody can wear the mask, maybe we can open things
it's
up
like,
soon.
Do it now. And, like,
do
you
it.
Know? It's like dieting in spring. You can wear a bikini in summer.
I'd rather do it now than.
Right.
I'd rather do it now than July.
I mean, yes. The weather is cooperating for masks.
You got lip sweat going on. It's not pretty.
Lip sweat.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, you get that. That mustache.
Need to switch to my summer weight mask.
Ooh, <that's it. laughs> All right. Speaking of weather, partly cloudy today. A little bit of a chance of rain this afternoon. High of 52. That's it. I don't know whether to wear a winter coat in the morning or what.
I just wear my vest.
You
it's
do.
A warm hug.
It is.
It's
you wear it every day.
Good.
You can wear it in July.
Anyway. That mask.
All right. So that's that. We're still giving away cash. Last week to win the 80s artists of the day today. We're going to go with Journey today. How about that? 8 o'clock. Your first chance. $500.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it. Don't wanna be a richer man. But never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain. Changes. Don't tell them to blow up on out of it. Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. Where's the shame you've left us up to her next event? Time may change me, but you can't twist time. Strange fascination.
WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, it is 628 and 52, the high temperature for today. Partly cloudy, just a slight chance of showers this afternoon. No biggie, down to 41 tonight. Tomorrow, a little bit of a bounce back to 59, maybe 60.
Oh, good.
So it's we're there. 41 now. One of the cool viral videos that was making the way around the internet yesterday was this Georgia dad playing a little pitch to his kid. It's so cute.
So cute. His dad name's Corey, and he's teaching his son how to play baseball at this field by himself, practicing good social distancing.
The kid's all dressed up.
Yep, he's all dressed up. And it's
got his uniform on.
And he hits one, and here's the sound of the dad, just the hit, and the dad getting so excited.
The kid hit it over the fence.
He did. That's so good.
That's so nice. It's so nice to see that. That is a very excited dad.
Kid's five?
Four, he's tiny.
He's got his little Atlanta Braves uniform on.
Quite a swing.
I know.
He's lefty, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
It's exciting when your kids
Who do you think
like
was
that?
More proud? It's got to be exciting. I never had boys.
When girls do fun things.
I was going to say, but yeah, you didn't let me finish.
That's my favorite part, Bob.
Not the newest trend, but I'm sure Dave's used to that.
Oh, yeah.
Let me finish. Taylor, when she was six, we signed her up for T-ball.
Yeah.
And that T-ball is really, you just put the ball
in. Yes.
She couldn't hit it. And the other team started rooting for her. It was that bad.
Never really developed
that swing. I would have cheered as loud as that guy.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I also would have been very proud if my daughters, any one of them, would have come up with, the song that's sweeping the nation now. We played it Monday in case you missed it.
I wonder what's inside your book. I wonder what's inside your book. Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your book.
Yeah.
What's inside your butthole? I always want to know what's inside your butthole. I always want to know what's inside your butthole.
You know what?
So that's a proud moment,
I think I would be more proud of the butthole song than the home run. I'm just saying, that's sort of on brand for me.
You love a catchy tune.
I love a catchy tune. I do.
She's a genius.
She is. I'd be like, yahoo, you did it.
Aliens and astronauts. Okay, so there
it
you
really
have
is
it.
Brilliant.
All right, coming up,
okay.
What's in the laundry?
So, you ever wonder what celebrities act like when they go to, say, Disney World or Disneyland?
Oh.
You know, you can tell a lot about
the VIP.
The VIP people.
Yeah.
Well, we have the scoop on some people.
Who's naughty? Who's nice?
Listeners won't believe who the worst person is, but Bob Bronson agrees 100%.
Okay, so these are VIPs. Are they naughty or nice? Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Time for the dirty laundry. She does it sitting down.
I do everything sitting down.
How impressive. So why not laundry?
Right?
Sitting down.
Why stand when you can sit? Why sit when you can lie down?
You know what? I can't argue.
Right?
I got no argument with that. All right. What's in the dirty laundry?
So what celebrities act like when they go to Disneyland? Somebody did a TikTok, and I'm about to reveal the best and worst. Adele is not paying attention to International No Diet Day. And kind of a sad story about Vanessa Bryant, but we'll get to that last.
Oh, you sure? You want to end with that?
Okay, I'm going to begin with it.
I'd start with it.
All right, Vanessa Bryant opened Kobe's last letter on her birthday. That was yesterday. She celebrated her 38th. She opened... She found the card the day before and gave herself something to look forward to by waiting. She didn't reveal the contents of the message, but she shared is that the irony is that Kobe had a photo of me drawn with an angel holding me up by an artist on the cover.
Wow.
It's really sad. Although, it's May. He died in January.
And
he bought her a card that early, which I think is pretty amazing.
Well, but they, but it was, you said the card was a drawing of her, so it had to be commissioned.
I guess, but
did he do it?
Or was it just a card? The fact that Kobe Bryant bought his wife a birthday card 5 months before her birthday is just a testament to that he was an amazing person, because not only was he an amazing basketball player, but
amazing
that
husband,
is amazing.
Too. Did you see, well, you haven't watched the Michael Jordan thing.
No.
But he was on this past, this would have been a good one.
Noah.
Noah, he was on this episode.
Yeah.
So it was dedicated to Kobe, and he loved Michael Jordan. He said, I don't want to hear anything about who was better,
because
he wouldn't be who he was without MJ.
So. Anyway, that's just a lesson to you,
ooh,
husbands.
Yeah.
5 months in advance. You might want to think about it.
But, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Kobe.
All right. So, who is a jerk at Disneyland?
Let's have it.
Every little kid who has to wait in line more than an hour, and celebrities.
All right.
So they have these VIP programs when you go to like Disneyland or Universal and all that stuff. And a regular person takes the celebrity around, and then you get an impression of people. We've actually
the
park guides. We've had some dish to us about who
I like that.
But this is now totally public on a TikTok. And this is what one employee said about a couple of people she's taken around the park.
Will Ferrell was the very first celebrity I met at my very first shift at Disneyland when I worked at the Haunted Mansion, and he is very cool, a very nice man. Jason Derulo does not know lyrics to Christmas songs, and he had to write the lyrics on his hand, and it was kind of embarrassing. Can confirm that Mark Wahlberg is just as handsome in person as he is in photographs, and he is also a very nice man. Nicolas Cage is creepy. He looks like a vampire. He looks like he glows in the dark. And he was a little weird. And these people are awful. I had to deal with both of them separately. She is an absolute diva, and he is an absolute diva. And I hope that no cast member has to deal with these monsters ever again.
Who are those monsters?
Yeah, who are they?
Who are the monsters?
Oh, yeah, for the win.
Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
Oh,
absolutely.
We have more of her... Ooh. Spilling the tea on them at 7:45. Yes, and how they acted.
You know, Mariah,
but isn't that, you got to be on your best behavior.
I met her a few times. Mm-hmm. It was always just above and beyond diva world. I told you we got her a cheese plate.
Yeah,
and the cheese came in 1-inch squares.
Yes.
No, go back and cut them. She wanted 1/2-inch squares of cheese.
Can you imagine being that much of a butthole.
Yeah.
Play that song.
Yeah, I asked her.
Inch is quite a big chunk of cheese.
But you can chew the cheese.
You can take a bite and hold on to it, and then you can just like, and then you have extra, so then you pop that in your mouth.
Okay.
She needs lessons on how to eat big chunks of cheese. Come to me. Right. Hey, speaking, you know who's not eating cheese?
Yeah.
Adele.
Oh.
So there are a bunch of pictures. Her birthday was yesterday, and people put a bunch of pictures up on Instagram, and she has lost an extraordinary amount of weight.
Adele looks swell.
Well, here's the thing.
She does.
She looks fine. She got a divorce. She left her husband.
Ah.
Divorce diet. She's sad. Fat and happy.
No cheese.
Sad. Mm-hmm. She's sad and skinny. And I like every side. I think she is. First of all, I know she's hungry.
Yeah.
Because according to
what diet is she on?
She's on some diet that's only 1,000 calories a day. And I don't even want to talk about it because that's bad for you.
1,000 calories. That's hard to sustain that.
Yeah, that's just like my beer consumption.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're done. Exactly. I mean, she looks good. Apparently, she wanted to, quote unquote, get healthy for her 7-year-old son. But I think that's baloney. She didn't.
Wow.
She was sad. And then she just decided.
I wonder how the ex feels now.
I think he should feel bad.
He should.
He should feel bad.
That's
because
the whole point.
Yeah. Wouldn't you hate that if you got a divorce and your spouse just got all buffed up, toned? You're like, fine, thank you.
I don't know.
I'm already married to a toned woman.
Yeah, Dave's not, so. Something to look forward to when he divorces me, maybe.
I'm trying to fatten my wife up.
All right, you know what?
What?
Okay.
Right.
Huh? Yeah, that's nice of you.
I was one too many.
What am I supposed to do with that information? Meanwhile, if I eat blueberries, he's like, good for you.
I don't know why you take it that way.
I don't know.
Merely was trying to say.
I'm trying to fatten my wife up. Oh, cheers to you, Bob. Why don't you tender my house? I'll get it done.
I think we got a winner.
We have a winner.
Yeah. Well, I tried to let her know. You can just eat, manja, have fun. Tuesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word.
Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
So this is, easy to do when you think about it. Usually one word pops up, but this might be tough, our one word Wednesday.
To narrow it down.
Narrow it down. There's so much. All right, here's the phrase.
After this lockdown is lifted, the first thing I'm going to go get is a blank.
Patty, what is it you're going to get?
Lobster.
Lobster.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Yeah. Have you not gotten lobster? I mean, they'll steam them up for you at some stores.
Well, my husband and I have a yearly annual tradition of going down to Woods in Plymouth and getting our lobster dinner.
Yeah, you want the whole dinner.
It's kind of a tradition.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's an awesome one. It's very close to what I want. Very close. I want a fisherman's platter.
Really?
I'll make that
of
one
of all
word.
The things.
You can't get fried food now. Right, Patty?
Well, you can, but it's not. You need it fresh out of the fryer.
I want it from the frying pan to my plate.
To your mouth.
To my mouth, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Patty.
No middleman.
Bye. Exactly. Right there.
Yep.
I don't want Uber Eats.
No. Nope.
I don't want Grubhub with their grubby hands. No.
You want.
That's what I'm. All right, finish it, LBF, for you.
The first thing I'm going to get is my hair colored.
You're going for a color.
I cannot wait to sit in a chair and just have somebody color my hair. Wash it and have it blown out and look normal again.
You'll
I look
pay
like a
anything
sea witch.
For that. You'll pay anything for that, wouldn't you?
I just, I will wear all the masks and all the rubber gloves and
whatever
everything,
it takes.
Whatever it takes.
All right, Brian, you got some calls?
We have some calls, yeah.
All right.
This is Ann.
Ann, finish this phrase, Ann.
The first thing I'm going to do after this, the first thing I'm going to get.
Yeah.
After this lockdown is lifted, is blank.
All right.
A hug.
Aww.
And from anybody in particular?
My grandkids.
Oh, that's sweet.
It. You know, somebody else said that. Miley Cyrus wants to hug her parents because they won't hug.
Yeah, there was a great video out of Italy because the lockdown's over there, and a grandfather and a granddaughter running toward each other.
Oh,
so sweet. What? And I don't even like hugs.
Oh, I see it. I can see it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're going to hug like you've never hugged.
I am.
Yeah.
We'll get there soon.
We'll get there soon. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right, Karen, the dentist. First of all, are you doing dentistry these days?
I am not. I keep it tough, doing a lot of Zoom meetings, a lot of webinars.
Well, great.
Keeping busy.
Okay,
taking emergency calls.
I'm good for you. Okay, all right, LBF, here's the phrase.
As soon as the lockdown is lifted, the first thing I'm going to go get is a...
Manny Petty.
Oh, nice, right? I know.
I know. Boy, you're not alone, are you? Women want that mani-pedi.
Pedicure will be nice.
Yeah.
I don't do my nails, but my fingernails.
I'd take one right now.
Right.
Great. Yeah.
I was going to say.
Hey, I'm not wearing flip-flops. No way. Thank you, Karen. You take care. All right, Jack, finish the phrase. After the lockdown, the first thing I'm going to get is a blank.
A date.
Oh, a date.
With a member of the opposite sex.
Oh, man.
Okay, good luck.
It's got to be hard for the single people.
I know.
Wow. Good luck with that, Jack. Hope
I know.
You have anybody in mind?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good.
I'm easy.
You're
all right,
easy.
Perfect. Wow.
Thanks, Jack. Yeah, we've heard. Okay, all right. Jack. Wow. Jack wants to go up the hill.
Oh, boy. Jack and Jill joke.
Find Jill. That's good, Brian. Very good.
I love nursery rhyme jokes.
Oh, God.
Don't you have
all
me?
Right.
A buck and a quarter. Anyway, go ahead.
No, you got some, what's his name, Dice Clay?
Andrew Dice Clay.
No.
They went up
no.
the
hill.
All right, fine.
Anyway.
No.
888.
Now you're the voice of
reason. Yeah, I know.
Right? Boy,
it's a different hour. 6 o'clock hour, I'm disgusting. The 7 o'clock hour, I get it together.
Oh, this is the family hour.
Yes, this is the family
I got it. All right. Bev and Bruce must be listening.
That's right.
Okay.
You're awake. I can feel it.
888. 410-1057. Finish the phrase.
Oh, first thing I'm going to do after this first thing I'm going to get after this lockdown is lifted is blank.
That's it. Playing One Word Wednesday today. And it's tough because there's so much you miss. I'm all about a fisherman's platter right now. A fried platter would be awesome.
You're so on brand with that.
Right? I'm telling you.
It really is
Tartar sauce. Bring it.
Really?
What do you mean, oh, really?
Tartar sauce.
You don't like tartar sauce?
No.
Wow. Do you like tartar sauce?
No, I don't like tartar sauce. Fine. It's fattening. It gets in the way of the fried.
All right, Steve, finish the phrase. As soon as this lockdown is over, the first thing I'm going to get is what?
Golfing.
Are you going to get golfing? I don't blame you. Now, a couple of courses they're saying they're going to open up.
Yeah, one in Paxton and one.
I just heard that.
Listen, I'm with you. I think I have no problem with it because you get separate carts.
As long as you're not on the same cart.
Right.
And just social distance.
Or you could walk it.
You could walk it.
Just stay six feet apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you, Steve.
I think it's crazy.
You're outside. You get
I think we're the only ones, still.
What's that?
I think we're the only ones. I mean, I know you can do it in Maine, Vermont, Connecticut.
Right, mm-hmm. But you got to be from there to play there these days. So, yeah, I'm with you, Steve.
My brother played in Connecticut the other day.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that's, he wanted to play.
He must have worn, like, some preppy clothes.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Okay, who else we got here on the line?
We got Helen.
Helen! All right, Helen, finish the phrase.
I want to go to the beach and get a tan.
All right.
Yeah.
Just go to the beach and get a tan.
Every morning I drive by Malibu Beach from work, and the other day the tide was high, the water looked beautiful. I want to put my toes in the water and get a tan.
You should wave when you drive by our building.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
All right, hang in there. It's coming. It's coming, Helen.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Brian. Not you, Brian. This is Brian from New
Different Orleans. Brian Bell.
Yeah. Right. What?
Yes.
Huh? His name's Bell? Okay, Brian Bell.
It's my cousin. I'm Brian Bell. Brian Bell's cousin.
Oh, that is great. Glad to hear that. The bells of New Hampshire are ringing.
Yes.
All right. What is that one word, Brian Bell?
Prime rib.
Nice.
Prime rib.
We're going to put that all together. Yes. That's one word.
Yeah.
Prime rib.
Yum. Hope there's some left.
I know there's a shortage.
There's a shortage of meat.
But not at Omaha Steaks. But plug, plug, plug. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
See you, buddy. All right, Paul. Finish this phrase, Paul. Go ahead, LBF. That was your cue.
Oh, my cue is, after this lockdown is lifted, the first thing I'm going to get is blank.
Colonoscopy.
Oh, what?
Well, that's different.
We've been taking it up the wazoo since it started. Might as well get some results from it.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good. Up the all right, let's take another caller here. We got Frank. Frank, finish this phrase, LBF.
The first thing I'm going to get after this lockdown is lifted is...
Arrested.
Arrested?
Really?
Frank?
What are you going to do, Frank?
Or what did you do, Frank?
Well, you really want to know?
I don't think we do.
I think we do. I don't know why I don't want to know, but I have this weird feeling I don't.
Frank?
Well,
yeah.
Use your imagination.
Okay.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that today.
Frank puts that stuff on everything.
We're just going to give his number directly to the police.
Okay, good. All right. Frank, well, good luck with that.
Good luck, Frank. Frank, get arrested. Brian, you're the only one who hasn't answered the phrase yet.
Yeah. What's that phrase again?
Go ahead, LBF.
Let me tell you. Yeah. It's after this lockdown is lifted, the first thing I'm going to get is...
A babysitter.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you, kids. You know, Mom and Dad are going out to dinner.
Yeah, that's funny.
Really crazy. Yeah. Nobody's had a baby.
Everybody else wants a hug. Or,
that's great.
You know, people want that.
Plenty of hugs.
They want
Get
a
away
date.
From me, kids.
Oh, my God.
I love them.
You're
I'm
saying
with them
it out
constantly.
Loud.
I'm with them constantly.
Brian, what would you pay for a babysitter an hour right now?
Oh, an hour? Yep. $100 an hour.
I'm in. How about Uncle Bob comes over?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They would,
Uncle Bob.
They would chew you up and spit you out, Uncle Bob.
You wouldn't last a minute.
Brian? You about done, Brian?
I know. I want a TikTok version.
Get that
of
to
that.
Go. Let's get back here. All right. Have fun with that, Brian. All right, 7:30, LBF. What's coming up in Dirty Laundry? Are you going to dish more about the...
Yes, the monsters of celebrities who go to Disneyland. We have the worst couple ever. according to a VIP guide. I can say
there are no surprises.
And Bob agrees.
There's no surprises. 105.7 WROR. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Would you like a fun fact after that AC/DC song?
Okay.
All right. No, this is good. First of all, the song's 40 years old. That's kind of crazy,
really?
Right? Check this out. That was Brian Johnson singing, right?
Yes.
You remember Bon Scott passed. So he had an audition to replace Bon Scott. The same day, he had an audition to jingle for a Hoover vacuum cleaner commercial. So he was thinking, I'm 32. I'm an old fart. AC/DC is not going to hire me. So he went to the Hoover vacuum commercial gig, paid him $700. That day they called him and said, you got the job. Both Hoover and AC/DC.
Wow.
So he's on.
That doesn't suck.
That doesn't suck. He got $700 from
see
Hoover.
See what I did there?
No, see? Wow. Mom jokes. Woo.
Right?
Yeah.
Apparently it's contagious.
Yeah, mom jokes. Oh, boy. This show's going right to the top. So that was a fun fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he didn't think he was going to make it. He thought he was too old. He was 32. They're never going to hire me.
Crazy.
40 years later, look at him.
Now he's what?
72.
72?
Yeah, that's very good.
Now he's old.
All right, Dirty Laundry next. It's 7:45. She does her laundry sitting down, even with heels.
Especially in heels. All my shoes are made for sitting.
I like that.
Yes.
Nice flats.
No, flats are for walking. Heels are for sitting.
Oh, okay.
So you get it?
Now I do.
You know what? You should wear more women's shoes, Bob.
I think we're time for laundry. Okay.
All right. There so, we have somebody who is not celebrating International No Diet Day. A local TV personality retiring.
Really?
But first, when you're a celebrity and you go to Disney and you have a private tour, be nice to the VIP tour guide because there's a thing called TikTok and they will spill some tea on the TikTok.
Okay.
And this girl did. She was a Disneyland VIP tour guide. And she talked about, you know,
I guess
who she
loved. She's a former employee.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, yeah.
She said some really nice things about people. She said that she loved Will Ferrell. He was very cool, very nice man on a first day at work at the Haunted Mansion. Jason Derulo does not know the lyrics to Christmas songs. Mark Wahlberg is just as handsome in person as he is in photographs, and he's also a very nice man. Nicolas Cage, however, was creepy, looked like a vampire, looked like he glows in the dark, and was a little weird.
Wow. No surprises yet.
Did not like Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
She said they were monsters. And here's what she went on. She did first one TikTok and then decided to elaborate.
Really?
All right, here's what she had to say.
I'll start with Mariah Carey. So she's a diva. We all know it. She loves to say it. And I've heard it from many cast members. It's not just me. So sorry. She's just rude. She's just not very friendly. She's, you know, not that great. And I love her. And I was really sad about that. Nick Cannon, on the other hand, has zero excuse to be a diva because you're Nick Cannon.
So he was
taping a Christmas parade for ABC and he was backstage with his little entourage of people. And he was basically like, don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Don't even breathe in my direction. He was just being extra and bougie. And I was not a fan. And like, you're Nick Cannon. You're not that special. Okay.
Wow.
You know what I feel is missing in my life? I do not say extra and bougie enough in my vocabulary.
You will now.
Yeah.
I hear it in my
bougie.
House all
really?
The time. Oh, bougie all
bougie.
The time. Dad, that's so bougie. I'm
like, well, yeah. You are so bougie.
Yeah, me. Yeah, well, don't look at me. Okay?
Oh, my God. So
that's
extra,
funny.
Too.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay.
All right. So, who's not celebrating International Don't Diet Day? That's today, by the way, or every day in my life.
But that's an actual day.
It's a day.
Don't Diet Day.
Okay,
awesome.
Adele has been on a diet since she broke up with her husband of like many years, 7 years. And she's dropped like, what's a stone?
14 pounds,
what's
I think.
14 times 7?
That would be
I
what?
Can't do that math.
I was told it'd be no
that's
math.
That's like 70-something pounds?
Something like that.
I think.
No, more.
14 times.
Do that while I tell you what's happening.
All right, what is the number?
So she
lost how many stones?
Seven.
All right.
Oh, that's 98 pounds.
98 what? Pounds. She lost 98
Holy
pounds. I don't.
Wow.
I mean, Adele is beautiful no matter what. I think you said she looks great.
She looks great.
I think she looks like Sarah Paulson or a little bit like Kate Winslet.
She might be too thin now.
Yes,
don't
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes, there is such a thing.
There's too much, but
too much. Know, so I think she's sad, skinny and sad, fat
she's
and happy.
Eating 1,000 calories. Hard
and
to be happy on 1,000 calories.
Right,
a day.
And she's working out all the time, and she's got the divorce diet going on.
But she looks in the mirror.
She looks
says,
like Sarah Paulson. Hey, why is Sarah Paulson staring back at me? So strange. But yeah, I don't know. I like. I want her to sing. She's got a beautiful voice, and that doesn't matter what your waist size is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys.
Right.
Big news this morning on Channel 5.
What's that?
Randy Price retiring. So that's kind of, exciting for him. He's been in North Carolina for the past month and a half,
Randy
2 months.
Price?
Yes.
He's retiring?
Yes,
we
he's
know
retiring.
How old Randy is?
2 more weeks. I don't know. Like, he could be like 50 or 65.
Well, he's one of those guys who had white hair.
Yeah, forever. And, you know, like my grandmother. I'm like, how old are you?
Yeah.
That's good. So you never really know. But yeah, so congratulations to him. I think he's been on the air for almost 40 years.
Yeah.
Well, we watch him every morning.
He got a taste of working from home, and he's thinking.
Exactly.
That's
once you taste
good.
That, you're like, nope, I'm not
Except
going back.
Except for you. You did it for 2 weeks.
I did it for 2 weeks, and I just couldn't stand to be without you.
I know. You missed the show.
Like,
you were like, I miss those losers.
I do. I felt good about myself when I was around them.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's Dave. Exactly what it is.
Dave, I feel better when I'm around them. Than
yeah,
you,
exactly.
Well, they're them. Okay, fine.
80s and more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Hey, let's say good morning to Michelle Fitzgerald. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So we were asking earlier in the show, One Word Wednesday, when the lockdown is over, the first thing I'm going to get is a blank.
Pedicure.
Going
oh, everyone.
Petty.
Pedicure. Big time.
Ladies are just...
That's a gnarly feet.
That's
oh, come
is.
On.
What?
No, they're just not nice to
Don't
be
say that. Michelle, I'm sure
hard
your
to
feet...
Hard to bend over.
Yeah.
Especially after being in quarantine.
That's true. Michelle, I'm sure your feet are not gnarly. So.
Not at all.
Not at all. That's good. All right, Michelle from Norton, you're in the transportation business?
Rex Ryan's around
Yeah.
Here.
All right. Okay. So, Michelle, you ready to play Super Smart 60 Seconds?
Yes.
Okay. So here's how it works. Get all 10 right. You get $1,000. Pretty good deal, right?
Definitely.
Okay. So if you're not sure, say pass. LBF will get back to it if we have time. Here we go.
What is 7 times 7?
49.
Madonna kissed this star at the MTV VMAs in 2003.
Britney Spears.
What does AOL stand for?
America Online.
Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie starred on this reality show.
Oh, pass.
Dick Wolf produces this TV franchise.
Law and Order.
What actor established the Sundance Institute?
Pass.
True or false, Cyndi Lauper's first number one hit was Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
True.
Guacamole is made primarily from what fruit?
Avocado.
What is the second largest state in the United States?
Texas.
Who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie starred on this reality show.
Oh, I can't even think of
it. It's on the tip
oh
of your
gosh,
tongue.
That was great.
What was it?
The Simple Life.
The Simple Life.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. I couldn't. I remember the show, but I never.
Well, so you were rolling.
You were.
You got 7 right, Michelle. Not bad.
Yes. Yeah, so that was The Simple Life was the Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie TV show. The actor who established the Sundance Institute is Robert Redford. And Cyndi Lauper's first number one hit was not Girls Just Want to Have Fun. In fact, it was Time After Time.
Time After Time.
And then followed by True Colors. I don't even think Girls Just Want to Have Fun was a number one hit.
I was thinking it must have been.
Was it? Yeah. I don't know. You'd know better.
I think it is. I think it was.
Come up.
As good as it is, though, it is not as good as this. You know?
I wonder what's inside of a book.
Yeah, that's
I wonder what's inside of
Yeah, that one there. Do you like that song, Michelle?
What song was that?
Oh, never mind.
It's so good. It's sweeping the nation. Go on WROR.com.
I don't know if it'll make it to number one, but it's definitely
number two.
You guys are
Michelle, nobody. I mean, let's get serious.
Yeah, let's get serious for a minute.
All right, Michelle.
All right, let's have the first graders go back to their seats.
Yes. Michelle. Listen, we're just trying. We call it gallows humor, okay? We're just trying to have fun. All right, you got a $50 entertainment group gift card to Big Night Entertainment. How about that?
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
So when we're done with this, you can come out of your shell in Norton and go to Big Night Live, okay? With
$50.
Is she from Norton?
Yeah, from Norton.
Oh, don't you miss Wendell's? Are they doing takeout?
I'm not sure, are they? Wendell's doing takeout.
Best hot wings ever.
Oh, man.
Burn your face off. The rosacea flares up like nobody's business.
Oh, my God.
It's actually their tagline.
I think Michelle wants to go now.
Right. Play the song again, Bob.
Yeah, bye, Michelle. Thank you for playing.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay.
Show's off the rails.
It is off the rails. Michelle needed to go. She's got a J-O-B. All right. Phyllis, you want to sign up to play? She did great. 7 out of 10. You can do it, too. Go to WROR.com. Plus, you put up the home version of the game right there.
Yeah, multiple choice.
Okay.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
It's 8:25. All right, LBF. Yeah, it's cool out too. It's what do you got? 41, 42.
Ugh.
What the heck?
I know it's slow. Fine. We got 10 more degrees to go.
That's right. Okay. What do you got? What's cool?
Hey, if your pants don't fit. Don't worry about it. Today is your day.
Well, you know what today is, right? I mean, it's regardless of what they tell you.
Yes.
It is also, I'll wait for you to figure it out.
Okay.
You know, it's Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I know it's Wednesday.
Okay. All right, good. Yep. All right, good. All right, all right. About-
A cool thing that the Boston Pops, you know, everybody's working from home, even the Boston Pops. You won't believe.
I think they're doing it better than all of us, though.
Yeah, they sound better than everyone on your, you know, Zoom at work. Let me tell you that.
What's it like to have talent? I mean, really?
I don't know.
Real talent.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'll ask my sister.
Yeah, ask her. Nice. I'd like to know.
She's the one.
Or to be.
Who hurt you?
My parents.
Oh, no. They listen. Come on. Bev and Bruce.
They're fine. I'll take it off my therapist.
They're very familiar with you. Very familiar.
I feel like you just had a breakthrough.
So did Dr. Fauci already considered a sexy scientist even before all this? We think so.
Really?
We have proof. Yeah. Chicks dig them.
All right.
LBF.
Hey, do you often feel like this?
Often feel like...
God, I love these fries.
If you love them so much, why don't you marry them? Can I have some?
I thought you were trying to lose weight.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
The great one.
That's me.
No, it's not. It's Chris Farley.
Yes, I know, but we all have Chris Farley living inside of us.
Yeah.
But today is your day to celebrate it because May 6th is International No Diet Day. If you're sick of counting points, counting calories, feeling bad about shoving your face full of ice cream and chips and all that fun stuff and going to the refrigerator, 18, 19, 20 times a day?
Yep.
Today's your day.
It is.
Accept it.
Anthony Martin Yeti lives in Boston.
Anthony
takes his time going home.
Yeah.
Takes his time
going
home.
But not today.
Not today.
Today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
Yes, it is. Yeah. There you go.
I still contend, it sounds like. Manta. He doesn't go home.
Yeah,
sounds really scary. No, anyway, so you know what?
Yeah,
just love yourself.
Yes.
And love all the food you're going to eat today. There's more of you and you're harder to kidnap.
That's right.
Good, thanks. All right, well, I mean, we've all been on work Zooms with, you know, seeing one person's like the top of their head, or one person can't turn their microphone on. But the
That was just our meeting yesterday. Yeah.
But it's happening to everybody. The Boston Pops yesterday released a video where they did a John Williams Summon the Heroes virtual orchestra. 86 different clips of everyone playing their part of the music.
And they sync it together,
Keith
right?
Keith Lockhart conducting, and it was even introduced by John Williams. Here's what it sounded like.
Wow, big.
Yeah.
That's on Zoom?
Yeah, yeah, that's incredible.
Pretty good, right?
Wow, talent.
John Williams, that guy's good.
The kettle drum guy irritates the neighbors, though, right?
You would
think. Maybe the guys on the horns might, too.
yeah.
Especially if it's like 7 a.m.
There he goes again. Oh, my God.
Really?
So there you go. Good. That's the Boston Pops working from home. And you can catch it at bostonpops.org.
Wow.
Just amazing job. That was
That's great. Really nice.
Cool.
So very good. Big. Well, he did, you know, all the big Star Wars movies.
Yep.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Right.
Right? He did that?
Yeah.
Was that one of your favorites?
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah, the Lost Ark. That's a good one there.
Jaws, though. Jaws is my favorite.
You can't beat Jaws. Nope. I forgot about that. All right. Dr. Fauci. You think he was just a new discovery for the
late. He's a sexy beast.
Apparently. Who knew that he was so sexy? Yes. In 1991, author Sally Quinn says she met Dr. Fauci when she sat next to him at a function in D.C. She says, I just fell in love with him. So it inspired a sexy scientist character in his best-selling romance novel called Happy Endings.
Sally Quinn wrote this book called Happy Endings. She was married to, you know, Ben Bradley with the Washington Post.
Thing. Yeah. It's about a widowed first lady
who
falls in love with this guy.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. First, I'd like to thank all the older women in America who have sent me supportive, inspiring, and sometimes graphic emails.
they were not the first. So there you go. Happy ending.
This sounds really good.
What, the book?
Oh, God.
Yes, it's an insightful and dramatic follow-up to Regrets Only. And it's a soap opera starring Sadie Gray, the vulnerable and manipulative widow of U.S. President Rosie Gray.
Rosie Gray was our president?
I guess so.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, I'm gonna. You know what? I'm ordering this on my Kindle.
Well, happy endings.
See you later, everybody.
May we all have happy endings.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying
enable ROR Boston.
Then say
open ROR.
More at WROR.com.
Well, geez, I was surprised. We played the song that's sweeping the nation. It's the song of the summer.
The song of the summer.
You're going to hear it on radios everywhere. We predicted this Monday with a song.
Yep.
I was surprised our caller, Michelle, for our player for Super Smart, hadn't heard
She's gonna
the song
now.
Of the summer yet.
It's going to be in her head all summer.
So we're going to dedicate that to Michelle. Here is the girl's name.
Jolie Dunn.
Jolie Dunn.
Yeah. I wonder what's inside your book. I wonder what's inside your book. Maybe there's astronauts, maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole.
There she
is. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. What's inside your butthole?
Good stuff.
I always want to know.
Well,
what's
guess
inside
what?
Your butthole?
Yeah, we weren't the only ones. It's sweeping
Question
the nation.
Question for the ages.
It is. Yeah. What's inside? So there's been, folks are redoing the song on social media, Twitter, bands, everybody. Would you like to hear a couple versions of it?
Yes, there's a lot of those. Like, which one do we have?
Club remix.
Let's start with a club remix of the song. Dance mix.
Yeah.
I like that.
Good. Love it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, there it is. This is going to work out too. All right, so that's the club mix. All right, what'd you say?
Nothing.
Nothing. I heard. All righty. And version number two. More of a Sarah McLachlan sensitive version.
Yes.
Haunting
version.
You know Sarah McLachlan, the dog commercials?
Yes. Yep.
Think that.
Okay.
Know?
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Yeah, sensitive.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Very good. Kind of a Joni Mitchell.
Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens.
I like it.
Yeah,
kind of a deep thinker.
Yeah.
Yeah, a very deep thinking song.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But this could be our favorite. This is done
Ben
by
Lee.
Josh and Ben Lee. Josh and
Radner
Ben.
And Lee.
Radner and Lee. Ben Lee and Josh Radner from How I Met Your Mother, Ben yeah. Lee.
Kind of an acoustic
musician.
Mix of
yeah,
the song.
It's good.
Here it is.
What's inside your butthole?
My butthole.
Wonder what's inside your butthole?
My butthole.
Maybe there is astronauts, maybe there is aliens, all inside your butthole.
My butthole.
What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. And I know.
Yeah.
What's inside?
I like that
yeah,
one.
That
is
line.
My favorite.
You know that, who knew?
That needs to be a 2.5-3 minute song.
They could do it.
That yeah, needs
it's really
to be
good.
In
so you really want to get into it?
Yeah.
A little more?
no.
You know,
Brian,
wow.
If you had told me a year ago, you know what, you guys? Everyone's going to be locked in the house and you're going to be playing songs about buttholes on
yeah,
the radio. I would have called you crazy.
Oh, but I would. It made me smile.
Well, you're crazy. But.
That's a future. That's
you can embrace.
Yep, I can embrace that. One.
Aliens and astronauts. Well, there you go. Trying to keep you up
careful.
To date.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
That's a lot. Okay, 105.7 WROR 80 and more. It's 8:53. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Yeah, we just mentioned while we were playing that cute little song, a little ditty that's sweeping the nation. You know, the butthole song. We said, look, if you. What was that?
I don't know.
That was funky. See? Yeah, I don't know where that came from. All right, so anyway, if you'd have told us a year ago, I don't know what that was. What's inside?
Sorry.
What was that inside? Anyway.
Really strange.
I got to wrap Wednesday up.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up.
Wednesday?
No.
If you would have told us a year ago, we said that we'd be singing some song by, you know, a 6-year-old
yep.
about buttholes and
stood up and
being locked down.
That part, no.
But did you also think you'd have to deal with murder hornets?
No.
Right? That's another one.
That's the thing that's sending me over the
That
edge.
Is the murder. So check this out. I don't know if you heard this. In Japan, where the murder hornets kill up to 50 people a year, they've been eating them the whole time. Huh. Murder hornets are even considered a delicacy.
Really?
They're high in protein, and since they're 2 inches long, they're easy to pan fry or serve on a skewer.
Oh, my God.
More than 30 fancy restaurants have them on the menu.
Well, what do they taste like?
Well, a guy in New York who runs a company dedicated to edible insects says people have compared them to a popcorny flavor without the butter. Yeah.
Oh, I'd prefer butter.
you want your
butter
murder
my
hornet,
murder hornet please.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I can't handle the insect
yeah.
portion
Ugh.
Of the program.
It supposedly tastes pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah, deep fry them up and they taste like
popcorn.
Well,
you popcorn. Deep fry a shoe and it tastes delicious. I
there,
mean,
there
deep
you
frying
have it, right?
is the best.
Yep, so... But there's a vengeance going on when you cook the murder hornet.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, how do you like that?
Yeah.
Who's murdering now?
Right.
The yeah, little so hornet. It.
Yep.
See what I'm saying? It's revenge eating.
I do a lot of revenge eating.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Okay.
We finally got her back on board.
Yeah.
Good
job. All right, I'm in.
I'm in. Revenge eating. How do you like your revenge?
ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.